This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, faithfulness to the promise and covenant. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of being faithfulness to the covenant and the promise in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam pays attention towards the faithfulness. It wants justice in the society. And one of the necessities of justice is that when we promise someone, when we have a covenant with someone, when we have a treaty with someone, we must be faithful to those covenants, to those promises, to those treaties. And this is very important that in Islam, we must take care of all things. Because if I am not faithful to the promise that I made to someone, to the covenant that I made with someone, if I'm not faithful with that, then obviously I cannot apply justice in the society. Therefore, when we talk about the justice in the society as a main theme, which has been brought by Islam, and Islam focuses on the justice, therefore it is necessary to be faithful to the promise that I have made. And this brings the humanity a level up. It brings the society a level up. In the society where people are faithful to their promises, where people are faithful to their covenant, the others can trust on them. It increases the trust of the people. It increases the nobility of the people. That when such people have made a promise and they are faithful to that, then obviously everyone can rely, they can trust. And this is important, and this is what the prophets used to teach and used to preach amongst the nations. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of being faithful to the promise and covenant in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that when a person is not faithful to the promise that he has made, generally the public, they think that he has done something bad. And he has committed something which he should not be committing, or maybe he has performed a kind of injustice. And therefore, we think that this is a bad deed, this is a bad action, that when you have promised someone, you should be faithful, you should fulfill the promise that you have made. On the other hand, if there is a person who basically fulfills the promise that he has made, we trust him. And we like such people. Therefore, even when we are talking about the relation of the parents and the kids, you know, sometimes when the kids are making noise, sometimes we promise them and we say them that if you do not make a noise, then, for example, I will buy an ice cream for you, I will give you such a gift, or maybe a sweet or a toffee or chocolate or something like that. But later, when we do not give them, when we do not fulfill our promise to our kids, the next time, even our kids, they don't trust us. And in reply, they say that last time you said so, but you never gave us, you never fulfilled your promise. Therefore, Islam, even in the family life, in the social life, in relation between the father or mother, or maybe like the kids or the grandparents or the family, the relations in the society, for example, with the neighbors, with the society, the work, in every single aspect of the life, Islam says us to be faithful, to remain faithful with the promise that we made so that the trust is being made amongst the people. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.